Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. With 1 week until Election Day here in the U.S., Republican President Donald Trump and his Democratic challenger, former Vice President Joe Biden, were campaigning Tuesday in political battleground states in a frantic push to shore up critical support to win a four-year term in the White House. Their travel plans reflect the state of the race, with polls showing Biden ahead of Trump by 7 to 9 percentage points nationally, and about half that in contested states that are likely to determine the overall outcome. On Tuesday, Trump is on the defense, headed to three Midwestern states he won in his upset victory over Democrat Hillary Clinton back in 2016, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska, and likely needs to capture again to win a second term. More than 66 million Americans have already cast early ballots, two-thirds of them by mail and one-third in person at polling stations. Many voters say they are looking to avoid coming face-to-face with others in the expected long lines of people waiting to cast ballots next Tuesday. Italy has approved a package of measures to support businesses hit by new restrictions aimed at reining in the coronavirus hours after daily infections hit a new record high and COVID-19-related deaths jump. The measure will cost nearly $6.4 billion and includes grants, tax breaks, and additional funds for temporary layoff schemes. In an effort to curb the resurgent outbreak, the Prime Minister ordered bars and restaurants to close by 6 p.m. and shut down gyms, movie theaters, swimming pools, triggering protests in several cities. For more news, please join us, voanews.com, via remote. This is VOA News.